Few areas of the house manage to attract a mess quite like the garage. In a relatively short amount of time, clutter can grow out of control and leave large amounts of space unusable. If you've been parking in the driveway or refuse to open your garage door, fearing the neighbors might judge, you've come to the right place. Here's everything you need to take control and eliminate clutter from your garage. From organization tips to advice on avoiding future disasters, you can eliminate messes in the garage once and for all with this helpful guide. Photo. Sol Stock via GettyImages.com. You gotta start somewhere. Once clutter reaches a certain point, it can be extremely overwhelming to even start a cleanup. With so much to organize and clean, where do you even begin? The key to being successful when tackling a big mess is to take it on in stages. Split your garage into segments and start working on one small area at a time. After everything in one area has been removed or replaced, you'll be able to move on to the next space. Instead of viewing the entire mess as one giant project, splitting it into manageable portions will make it much easier to complete. As space starts to clear, you can reorganize and find the perfect spot for each object. Cleaning equals profit? Garage sales earned their name for a reason? One of the best ways to eliminate clutter and reclaim your space is to put your extra stuff up for sale. Hosting a garage sale is an excellent way to open up space in your garage and make a few bucks along the way. While prepping for the sale, you'll be able to sort the mess and figure out which items you want to keep and which ones you can part with. Our spaces become cluttered because we become attached to objects, so try to stay disciplined and keep only essential items or those with sentimental value. The more you can part with, the more money you'll make and more space you'll reclaim. If selling items isn't for you, many charities will accept all sorts of donated items. From clothes and furniture to televisions and tools, you won't have to look hard to find an organization that can benefit from your old stuff. And there's no better feeling than helping out your community while still getting organized. Get and stay organized. Designating a place for everything is the crucial step in the process. Consider relocating items to different areas of your home if space allows. Instead of storing holiday decorations in the garage, try to find space in a spare closet. Many storage products are available to help you find a spot for each item, and plastic totes and shelves are a simple and cheap way to corral the clutter. Pegboards are a classic addition to organize tools and always have what you need within arm's reach. Staying disciplined and always putting things away in their spot is the only way to keep the mess from returning. Get in the habit of placing tools back in their spot when you're finished instead of just throwing them on your workbench. Stay on top of cleaning. Spend a few minutes after each project cleaning up your mess. When making new purchases, stop and consider if you have the space for the item. Letting things pile up in the garage will only lead back to disorder. Use shelving and storage bins to keep floor space free. Remaining dedicated to cleanliness will make organization a breeze. Taking back a cluttered garage takes time and difficult decisions. Remember to only keep necessary items and consider investing in storage solutions to make organization easy. With the right frame of mind, you can take back your garage and maybe make some spending money along the way.